Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Today's guest is Sasha Graham, a tarot teacher, author, and reader in New York City. She's here today to discuss her newest book, 365 Tarot Spreads. She wants to tell us why reading tarot cards unleashes magic in everyday life and how you can do this all by yourself. So welcome, Sasha.
Hi, Stacey. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. So how can people read tarot cards themselves? It's, you know, kind of one of those things that you always thought you go to a reader, you get fortune tellers, those sorts of things. And it kind of is a counterintuitive thought to think that you could do it yourself.
Exactly. And it's kind of ironic that it's a counterintuitive thing to think that it would be not a good thing to do for yourself, because tarot card reading involves the intuition. That's the number one thing that sort of gets fired up when you start working with tarot cards. And it's a funny thing that that idea actually, you know, can sometimes be the biggest stumbling block for a new student to tarot, because they think that, you know, there's the right or the wrong way to do things and that somehow it has to be in the hands of a professional. But that's absolutely not true. Tarot speaks through symbols, and it speaks through imagery, and we all respond to symbols and imagery, you know, in our own way. So the great thing about learning how to read your own tarot cards is that once you get the hang of it, you can ask the cards absolutely anything, and you'll always get back an answer that's really super relevant to you, because the cards are essentially a mirror, and they're reflecting you, and they kind of open up a whole world of possibility, and then it's really fun to do it for your friends, too.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do that for my friend. Now, you kind of answered the question I was going to ask next, which is why reading your own cards can be more helpful than going to see a psychic. And I guess one of the things would be that it's almost, you know, you're asking yourself, you're putting it out there, but it's not like you're making yourself vulnerable to somebody else.
Well, exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's a really interesting thing. I always tell people they should interview any psychic that they're going to go see, you know, as much as you would interview a lawyer you were thinking about hiring or a tutor for your child. I think there's this idea that if someone's a psychic, they're sort of untouchable and you have to sort of bow down to them. When you go for a psychic reading, most people who really do believe in it, you know, put themselves in a very vulnerable position in that they open up their energy to be read. And therefore, anything coming out of the psychic or reader's mouth is something that you can internalize very easily. And of course, that's how, you know, you hear stories about people who wind up spending a lot of money or who get taken for a ride by psychics. You know, that's part of the reason why, because you put your power in their hands. But when you learn how to read your own cards, and I always say, if you know yourself well, you'll know more than any psychic could ever tell you. You know, it's more intimate. And yeah, the information that you get, it comes from you and it's immediate. And then more importantly, it teaches you to really trust yourself, trust your intuition. So what happens is that by reading the cards for yourself and figuring things out for yourself, then you inadvertently start creating actions in your life that sort of spring from that same intuitive place. And I think that things wind up working a lot more smoothly for you, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. Now, one thing that caught my eye when I was reading the material and getting ready for our call today was the title of your book, 365 Tarot Spreads. What do you mean by spreads?
Okay, so a spread, if you've never had a reading before, you might have seen it in a film. Usually when you go to see a tarot card reader, you get your cards read. The reader will lay out a series of cards. Now, the series or the pattern that they put on the table, each placement of each card is telling them something or is telling the reader something. So in my book, each spread is made up of a number of questions. So some spreads have 5 questions, some have 7 questions. Each card answers a particular question. and so I thought it would be great to just throw out a spread for every single day of the year. And it's essentially a big book of questions that you want to be asking yourself in order to get what you want.
And why does reading tarot every day, if you were to, you know, look at the book and you have all these questions that you're asking yourself and doing the spreads every day, why does that improve your life?
Well, if you even flipped one card a day, and I ask my students to do this at the very minimum, even if you spent 60 seconds in the morning asking one question, such as, what do I need to pay attention to today? Or what do I need to know? Or what wisdom do I need? And you ask that and you flip a card, then automatically you're sort of taken out of your own psyche. The answer is sitting before you, and it puts you in a meditative state. And when an answer is kind of lying in front of you, you escape the madness of your internal thinking, and you really can start to glean the wisdom that can really change your everyday life. Because it puts a pause on the important information, and I think it's an incredibly helpful thing to do first thing in the morning or any time of the day.
And what's the first thing, like, before, so you just go and you buy a deck of tarot cards? You have to, you know, kind of do the tarot 101 with me here, Sasha, for a second.
Yeah.
So do you have these cards and do you need to get into a certain place in your mind? You mentioned somewhat of a meditative state that you can go into after you flip the card, kind of, you know, meditating on the card itself and trying to read your own intuition in regards to that. But what do you need to do before you even pick up the cards?
Before you even pick up the cards. So you have to find a deck, first of all, that resonates with you. There's a traditional deck called the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, and that's the one that you'll see mostly in films and on TV if they're showing a tarot card reader. It's sort of the classic deck. And there are now hundreds of decks with hundreds of themes available in the market. What's great about that is you can find a tarot deck that really speaks to you. If you're, you know, a Shakespearean, you can find a Shakespeare deck. If you like fairies, you can find a fairy deck. If you dig vampires, there's tons of vampire decks out there. So when you find, first of all, a deck that the imagery really sort of captures your imagination, something that you love looking at over and over again, that's the first step. And the second step then is sort of figuring out what the cards mean to you, getting a message out of the card. So when I say it puts you into a meditative state, without even attempting to quiet yourself, just the act, like if you didn't do a thing but sit down with your coffee or tea in the morning, ask a question and flip a card, you're already in a different space than you would have been into. Now, you know, down the line, there are professional readers who have all kinds of accessories that do all kinds of energy work. You know, tarot really is the doorway to the occult and the doorway, or can be a doorway to mysticism. So you can incorporate all of those things. But even if you did nothing, but, you know, just asked a question and flipped a card, you're going to be well on your way to a deeper place than you would normally be in on a random Tuesday morning. And that's why I think they're so fantastic. They're an incredible tool. They're an incredible tool.
And Sasha, if you could leave our listeners, say they're really excited about trying this out and maybe incorporating this into their daily lives, if you can leave those people with one piece of advice, what would that be?
Don't be afraid to be wrong with the cards, because there is no right and there is no wrong. And just to ask questions fearlessly, because there's nothing that you're going to get that's not going to be incredibly helpful to you.
All right, Sasha. Well, thank you so much for being here. I want to remind our listeners that you can learn more about Sasha Graham online at her site, sashagraham.com, and that's spelled SASHAGRAHAM, sashagraham.com. Also, you can follow her on Twitter, which is also Sasha Graham. And you can order the 365 tarot spreads on Amazon in paperback or ebook for your Kindle, of course, on Amazon.com. So thanks again, Sasha, for being here.
My pleasure, Stacey. Thanks so much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.